This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a history and initial history and physical on Patricia O'Neill, last name O'Neal, and capital O and a capital M, and E-A-L. Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A. The place was the Pines of Burton. The date was January 14, 2022. The paragraph patient profile. Mrs. O'Neill is a 66-year-old female, period. She has chief complaint. She has seen her hypertension, asthma, hospital follow-up, period. The paragraph history of present illness. Mrs. O'Neill was recently in the hospital with hallucinations, period. She walked on she saw people walking on the side of the wall in the hospital, period.
And this mask mandate situation,
she moved in here from the hospital about 2 weeks ago from McLaren, period. From the physical standpoint, she felt okay once seen, period. She has a history of hypertension, that's relatively controlled at the present time with her current meds, and has no associated headache or chest pain, period. She's known to have mitral insufficiency as well, period. She, yes, I said, I have hyperlipidemia, period. The history of depression, but that seems stable at the present time, period. And she's here because she needs help with activities of daily living and will not be safe alone, at least at the present time, period. New paragraph, he denies the history of stroke. He denies the history of myocardial infarction, period. He doesn't have a history of hyperlipidemia, which is treated, period. New paragraph, review of systems. Constitutional, no fever, chilled. Eye, no visual complaints. ENT, no earring problems, earache or sore throat, respiratory. She sometimes gets short of breath, sometimes with exertion. Some cough and some stew, but not frequently. Cardiovascular, no chest pain or palpitations, some edema. GI, no vomiting, vomiting or bleeding. Do you notice urea or hematuria? Musculoskeletal, she has some back pain in the L4, L5 area. CNS, no headaches, fainting or seizures. Hematologic, she does lose a little bit easier. And no excessive bleeding. Endocrine, no polyuria, polydipsia, no alteration of temperature tolerance. Paragraph passive is positive for hypertension, mitral insufficiency, depression, asthma, gastroesophageal reflux disease, hypercholesterolemia. New paragraph. Socialism, no smoking, no ethanol abuse. She quit smoking some time ago, period. New paragraph, family history. Mother had stroke, heart disease, and diabetes mellitus. Or change that, father had stroke, hypertension, diabetes mellitus. Mother had cardiovascular disease, hypertension, and diabetes mellitus. She has a brother with diabetes mellitus. Period. New paragraph. medications. Aripiprazole, 10 milligrams nightly. Aspirin, 81 milligrams daily. Atorvastatin, 40 milligrams daily. Symbicort, 2 puffs twice a day. Clopidogrel, 75 milligrams daily. Fluoxetine, 40 milligrams daily. Imdur, 60 milligrams daily. Naloxicam, 15 milligrams daily. Metoprolol, 100 milligrams daily. Pantoprazole, 40 milligrams daily. Vitamin D3, 2,000 units daily. Albuterol, HFA, 2 puffs 2 times a day as needed. Clotrimazole cream, topical to the nose twice daily as needed. Melatonin, 3 milligrams. Trained melatonin, 6 milligrams daily. Metoglycerin, 0.4 milligrams SL, PRN for chest pain. And allergies, morphine, tetracyclines, vibramycin, iodine, molds, and smuts, contrast media, adhesive bandage. In paragraph examination, he's not acutely distressed or ill. Blood pressure 114 over 68, pulse 66, O2 saturation 96%. Despite rate 18, head and neck, pupils equally react to the light, eyelids and conjunctiva are normal, extraocular movements normal, lids are normal, use normal inspection, nasal mucosa normal, neck supple, no mass, no thyromegaly, oral mucosa normal, no lymph nodes in the neck, lungs, clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing, cardiovascular, normal as 1 as 2, no gout, no murmur, no significant edema. Abdomen soft, non tender, no palpable organomegaly. CNS, cranial is normal, sensation intact, motor strength is normal, musculoskeletal, flow range of motion is normal, no joint inflammation or fusion, no cyanosis. Skin was intact, warm and dry without major lesions. Mental status and orientation at time, she scored 5 out of 5, period. She knew the date, day, month, year, and season, period. In orientation to place, she scored 5 out of 5. She knew the place, city, state, county, and the floor, period. She's oriented as a person, and affect was normal. Paragraph assessment plan. 1, Mrs. O'Neill has hypertension. This is currently stable. And we're continuing metoprolol 100 milligrams daily using the long-acting form, period. 2, she has cardiac disease and mitral insufficiency and probable coronary arteries, and she comes to us on aspirin 81 milligrams daily and atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily and Plavix 75 milligrams daily, period. I will continue this, period. 3, she has gastroesophageal reflux disease. I will continue pantoprazole 40 milligrams daily. 4, she has asthma. I will continue Symbicort 164.5, 2 puffs twice a day. This albuterol by inhaler, 2 puffs TID as needed, period. For depression, I will continue for now the fluoxetine 40 milligrams daily, period. For osteoarthritis, I'll continue meloxicam 15 milligrams daily, period. I will follow at the pine. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.